don't know anything else right now. I don't think so, but still, I can't make that statement with 100% certainty right now, Joe, but I feel like we won't have to go that direction.
That was Sean McDermott talking about Terrell Bernard and possibly not having to go the IR route.
Yay!
Something we mentioned with Aaron Quinn in the first hour of the show, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you haven't heard those segments with Aaron Quinn in the first hour or with Joe Yurden that we just talked to, well, you can use the Odyssey app to rewind and get those interviews. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a good one.
We do have a bit of an issue with our show right now.
What is that?
With the segments being loaded up. So once that gets fixed up,
yes, you know,
everything
you'll
be
able
will
to
be
go.
Good to go and be able to hear them at any time, anywhere.
So as of right now, you have 24 hours.
As of right now, the clock's ticking.
Mm-hmm. It's been 2 hours. You have 22.
Tick tock. If you want to listen to Aaron Quinn, hurry up. Get in here.
Not in here.
Well, I mean.
Get on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, that. Get in there.
Get
in here, you're not going to hear it.
No.
Because we are going to go around the league. Yeah. That's a sound clip. That
the air
horn?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Let's get it going here. Green Bay, Tennessee. This has the revenge game written all over it for Malik Willis, but he had such a very good, wholesome answer about that that you kind of want him to succeed even more against Tennessee. He was thankful for the fact that they had drafted him, gave him his start, everything like that. And like, it wasn't really much of a revenge thing. They weren't really tossing him aside for no reason. It was Green Bay was willing to part with him for a price.
Yeah.
Or to acquire him for a price.
Mm-hmm.
And Tennessee was willing to part because of that.
Yes.
They had Will Levis, who is... Will Levis might become the trombone champ himself, by the way. He has been a disaster class. With a couple of just pure bonehead plays.
Yeah.
It is awe-inspiring, almost.
It's bad. That flip right to the defense?
Yeah.
What are we doing there?
And then 1 week later, a lateral while falling down.
The picture.
Yeah, the surrender cobra on the pick six in the first week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just him kneeling.
Will Levis, man.
He
is something else. The entertainment dollar is maximized.
Honestly, yes. Entertainment value is there. But on-field presence, maybe not.
Yeah. Chicago and Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. When are one of these rookie quarterbacks going to throw a touchdown pass? Well, Caleb Williams has a chance to get it going.
He does. Last week wasn't his best. Let's just say that. Second outing in the regular season. He was throwing it all over the place. DJ Moore was visibly upset on the sideline. Visibly upset. It was almost like, who was looking at Russell Wilson last year? Know that picture I'm talking about?
And then Rome Odunze's father looked like he was tweeting out something about him being open on a slant route.
Odell Beckham Jr.'s dad all over again.
Here we go.
In Cleveland. It's happening. The second coming.
You should totally have your son petition for a trade to Buffalo.
Yeah. Bring him in. They have quite the receiver room. He'd be a good addition.
Exactly. However, it is what it is at this point. That said, you need to see a little bit better from your number one overall pick if he's going to be playing. But this also goes back to me trashing Carolina in the booty cheek of the week. This whole trend of rookies starting right away may not be for the best of them. Maybe he could have learned behind Justin Fields for a year. Speaking of Fields.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh and Los Angeles are 2-0.
Yes, and Pittsburgh has the upper hand with Herbert. Most likely not playing. He's questionable with that high ankle sprain.
Do they really have the upper hand when Pittsburgh is allergic to scoring touchdowns? It's really fitting that they have the same color scheme as Iowa Hawkeyes because they're allergic to touchdowns.
Yes. Oh, my God. I forgot your rant on the Iowa Hawkeyes. No, Herbert, he's questionable still. So I don't think it's a definitive either way.
But also, L.A., the Chargers have been running the ball.
They have.
To get it done. J.K.
Dobbins, Gus Edwards, too.
Leading the league. It's a Greg Roman offense, so you don't need your quarterback with a Greg Roman offense.
No, and that's a Jim Harbaugh special. Look at Michigan last year. They were run heavy.
He can't keep getting away with this.
No, he can't. Roman. He can't. But also, you're wasting, in my opinion, Justin Herbert has the potential to be.
But they need to run the ball well, because if you have T.J. Watt teeing off on an injured Herbert or whoever the backup is, not a good idea. I don't care who it is.
You know who they picked up?
I get terrified when the Bills have to play the Steelers and T.J. Watt's healthy, because that means he's teeing off on Josh Allen. And I hate it.
And he rips through offensive lines for a living.
It's just bizarre how dominant he really is at any point on a Sunday. Houston, Minnesota. The Steph Diggs Revenge Tour.
First time in Minnesota since the miracle.
First time in Minnesota.
Since they came here for that disgusting...
And then he'll play Buffalo...
The week after.
The week after.
The Revenge Tour begins.
The Steph Diggs Revenge Tour begins. And here's another one with 2-0 teams.
Yeah. A lot of 2-0 teams.
The Minnesota Vikings. That has been the strangest step up that we've seen in a long time.
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold's looking good.
He is.
The run game is looking balanced. Justin Jefferson should be back for this game. It really is looking like what the heck is going on here with Minnesota? The team that nobody expected. You even predicted the Bears to be the division winner.
I did.
And Minnesota's out here saying, hey, we're still randomly Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Even with Sam Darnold as our quarterback, we're gonna still be there. And he's playing very well. He really is.
He is. He's put into a better system.
Yeah.
Eagles, Saints, Philadelphia trying to keep themselves from some sort of weird collapse after doing so last week with the Falcons. What was that? Against a New Orleans team that has been one of the most dominant that we've ever seen. Derek Carr looks fresh. Alvin Kamara has been probably the best player in the NFC.
He's basically reborn. You haven't seen Alvin Kamara like that in a long time.
It's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
But he's been legit in this one, and he's been very much the focal point that they've needed him to be to help out. They've been dominant in their two games. One against Carolina, so I don't know how much it counts. But then Dallas, they do the same exact thing, and it's like, okay, there might be a buzzsaw here. How much of a buzzsaw? Well, we'll find out with Philadelphia going into New Orleans for week three. Denver, Tampa Bay. Here we go. Rookie quarterbacks, do something, please. But Tampa Bay is 2-0. Denver trying to avoid 0-3.
Yeah.
And I don't like their odds. Tampa's just finding ways to win football games right now. They are fun. They're exciting. Joe Yurden, last segment, saying, you know, Baker Mayfield is a delight to watch, and I would not disagree with that statement.
That's why I'm happy I picked them to win the division when we went through that, because they look like they still have a very good chance. Even with Atlanta making that game-winning drive against the Eagles last
Atlanta's
week.
Still not a real
team. I don't think they're a real team. I think Tampa's still the team to
New
beat.
New Orleans is the one they're going to have to start holding off all of a sudden.
Yes.
But
yeah,
I think they can. All right. You ready to do it to them? The New York Giants and the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
Daniel Jones versus Deshaun Watson.
Yikes.
Elite quarterback play.
Turn that up. Oh, my God. There we go. Perfect.
It is toxic.
Yeah.
You have to watch this football game.
You have a toxic human being on one side of the ball, and then you have Daniel Jones on the other.
First time in a while one of these tracks got me. It's the first time in a while one of these tracks got me.
It's just so bad.
It's great.
It's funny.
And that's what this game is going to be.
Yeah.
That's what this game is. Every bit of that.
Yeah.
Terrible garbage.
All right. That's going to be terrible. It's going to be terrible.
All right. Let's get this done. We got to wrap this up. All right. Carolina, Las Vegas. Not like we're getting much better here. But
no.
The Raiders do have a fun set of players there. They should just roll Carolina because it's not a real team.
They should, unless Andy Dalton puts together one of those backup QB performances in their first
Andy
game
Dalton,
out.
If Andy Dalton's able to move the Carolina offense in a way that like we haven't seen, then it's like you guys have really broken Bryce Young.
Yeah, and that's a bad Carolina, thing.
And that's a bad thing. But if he's not able to, then it's still also this team is so unbelievably broken. And Bryce Young's not a cause of it. He's not a symptom. He's a victim.
Yep. Which way would you rather have it? Would you rather have them
lose? I'd rather the team be the mess.
The team be the mess and not Bryce Young be the
mess.
Yes. Yeah.
I would rather see that.
Same.
Miami, Seattle. No Tua. Seattle, you know, they're weird. They're cardiac, I think, is the best way to describe the Seattle
Seahawks.
I think
Geno Smith, though, is going to move the ball on that Miami defense.
Geno is playing really well again to start the year.
Yeah.
I do think that that's going to be a challenge for Miami there to avoid 1-2. That's something that you desperately need to get to not happen here.
You know what, though? Their run game with Achan, if they actually get some blocking, they might be able to move the ball down the field.
Especially against Seattle, they're not the most consistent defensive team.
Right. So that game could go either way, but I would still, I think the Seahawks offense with Geno, their starting quarterback under center, is going to be better.
Baltimore and Dallas, the Ravens trying to get out of 0-2 and trying to avoid 0-3. That's not good.
No.
Yeah, I mean, especially with the fact that there's two AFC North teams that should not be at 0-2 that are sitting at 0-2. And then there's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
like, that's that Mario Party clip of Luigi standing there and everyone else falls off by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Steelers at 2-0.
It is. And, you know, the Ravens.
The Ravens and Bengals just fell immediately off. The Browns did that little weird roundabout, and Luigi got to sit there with the Steelers, and there they are, 2-0.
You're absolutely right. The Ravens, though, they just haven't looked great. I don't know. They got to get it together. So do the Bengals.
And so do we. We're getting over here. San Fran 49ers, LA Rams. The 49ers, I didn't mean to call it. They're starting to get banged up like they do every 3 years.
Yeah.
To unbelievable amounts. Christian McCaffrey already on IR. There might be no George Kittle. There's no Deebo Samuel. This is going to be a disaster for them if it keeps going like this.
And who are they playing?
They play the LA Rams, a team that
is also dealing with injury. Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp both most likely not going to play, as
week
far as
three,
I saw
we
yesterday.
We have the injury bowl already. All right. Detroit, Arizona. Well, Joe Yurden's boys are going to get a test here. The Arizona Cardinals have been plucky to start the year.
Yeah.
Dominant last week against the Rams.
And put up a fight in Buffalo week one.
Put a scare into it.
Yeah.
And legitimately looked like a solid team all around in week one. So maybe the Cardinals are for real. Kyler Murray looks like he is back.
James Conner in the run game looks phenomenal as
looks
well.
Looks just as good as it did last year.
Yeah.
Kansas City against Atlanta. Oh, yay.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the painstaking way that the Kansas City Chiefs move to 3-0.
I can't wait until Kirk Cousins has a victory game against the Kansas City Chiefs.
I hope you're right, but I'm not expecting
it. I'm going to take the dog here.
No,
the dog.
You like that.
You would like that, but I don't.
You like that!
I'm dreading how painful.
Big Kirko's always dripping.
I'm dreading how painful Atlanta is going to be dealt this loss. Because that is something they specialize in.
I think the Chiefs find a way to lose this one with very little Travis Kelce production and things along those lines.
Monday night doubleheader, of course. We got the Bills and the Jaguars. That one starting at 7:30. We'll have pregame all day on Monday here on a Buffalo Bills football Monday for you here on WGR.
Earlier
then,
game.
Of course, the one that we will not be able to broadcast at all because we've got that dang Bills game, yo. Cincinnati and Washington. Again, rookie quarterbacks, do something. Cincinnati, try to avoid 0-3. The Bengals seem to be allergic to starting off on time
season. They do.
And I think that this is the chance that they bounce back naturally.
Yeah.
This is the ho-hum usual Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's wrap this thing up coming up here next.
Tie it with a little bow.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.